your computer, that you can go back and set it to where it goes back to the original settings. Did you know that you can do that with your computer? Most of you who work on computers know you can do that, right? Most of your electronic devices, you know that also, that you can go back and you've got a reset button sometimes whenever things start going bad on them also. I've got to ask you this morning, how many of you wish that maybe in your life that you had some kind of button like that that you could push? You know, go back. We know we don't have that, right? We don't have that. But you know what? I want to preach something about this morning. We serve a God of second chances. Amen? We serve a God that specializes in getting the monkey off our back. Did you know that? We serve that kind of a God. If you would, let's turn to Isaiah 43. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. I'm going to read a couple verses, the 18th and the 19th verse. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. And it goes on and says this, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." There's your second chance. There's your reset. But let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, Father, I come with nothing but thanksgiving in my heart for you today. I love you. I want to praise you, for you are such a good God. You have blessed us in so many ways. Here it is, the 27th of December, Lord, 2015. And Lord, you've loved us down through this year, Lord. And I pray, Father, that you continue, Father, to love us out the rest of this year, Lord. And as we go into next year, Lord, I just believe, Father, that you continue to give us the peace and the strength that only you can give. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. And amen. Amen. Again, I want to ask, how many of you here would love to have a fresh start sometime in your life? No, you would. Wouldn't you not? I mean, all of us would. You know, a fresh start, and no matter what issue we've had in our lives, some down through it, you know what? Whether it be marriage, whether it be finances, whether it be something in your business and where you're working, you know what? You know what? You just maybe need a fresh start in your life. You know what? You can. We can have that because, you know what? As I told you, we serve a God of fresh starts. We serve a God of second chances. We do. I mean, I cannot get that across to you enough. God wants me to remind you. He put this upon my heart last night that as 2016 comes in, it can be a fresh start for you. It can be. It can be something that maybe something's going on in your life. You know what? For many of us, there have been missteps. For many of us, there's been setbacks, there's been failures, maybe down through this past year. Those setbacks and failures maybe have brought us heartache. Maybe they've brought you misery. Maybe they've even brought you failure in your life. I do not know. But you know what? They have put a burden on your soul, maybe. Maybe I'm talking to you this morning. Maybe it's put a burden upon your soul and has quenched your passion for serving God down through this last year or so. I mean, I don't know. But God has put a pressure upon my heart to let you know, no matter if that's your case this morning, you can have a fresh start this morning. I'm here this morning to encourage you. I'm here this morning to offer you encouragement this morning. Not because for me, but from the one that we serve. Amen? Those who have allowed past pains and disappointments, those who have allowed them to stymie their growth in the Lord, I want to tell you something. To pull away from God completely, maybe something. I'm here to tell you this morning, God is offering you the chance this morning to get the monkey off your back, to have a fresh start in your life, to serve Him. He's offering that to you this morning. There's hope this morning. And guess what? You don't even have to wait till 2016. Right now, today's 2015. Today's still 2015. And you can get that there. You can be to that point right now because God loves you and He is willing to deliver you this morning if you are willing to do some things for Him. Amen? He's merciful. He's gracious. He's long-suffering. And He has abundance of goodness and truth. That He is there to all. How can you say that? Because His Word tells us that. And if you cannot stand upon the Word of God, you cannot stand upon nothing. He's keeping mercy for thousands upon thousands upon thousands. God offers mercy and grace and truth for thousands upon thousands upon thousands. And guess what? If you're here this morning, you may think He's not for you, but He is here, even you this morning, even me. 2 Peter 3:9 tells us the Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness. What's it going to say but His long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is present here this morning. He's telling me to tell you that God is long-suffering. No matter what you went through, He is still here with stretched out arms right now in 2015, wanting to push the reset button on your life and get you to where you need to be spiritually speaking. Aren't you glad that God loves you so much and in that way? I tell you what, I can stand here and raise my hand. I am truly thankful, Ron, that God loves me that much. Amen. I am thankful God loves, despite the failures, despite the mistakes, despite the shortcomings that Dave Long has, guess what? God is still long-suffering towards me. And I'm telling you, He is long-suffering towards you this morning. Amen. And He still desires to do things in your life. You know what? No matter what you've suffered down through this past year, no matter what you're going through, God still longs. He longs to put His arms around you and to love you and to get you to where He needs to be in His life. He still desires to. The word which I've read to you this morning, you know what? The text of it are simply saying this. Forget about what has happened before. Forget about what's happened back here before you. And yes, you know what I'm meaning? I'm meaning yesterday. I'm meaning down through this past month. I'm meaning down through this past day. I'm meaning since you got up this morning. Amen? I don't know what's happened. You know what? The devil likes to deal with us sometime before we come to church, does he not? He likes to get us upset. I'm telling you, God is telling me to tell you this morning, forget those things and let's start serving Him right now. Forget about it. Today is a new day. This is a new hour. This is a new minute that we're dealing with right now. For God is saying in our text, do not sulk, do not meditate, but leave it in the past. It's over. I understand it's hard to forget things. I know that, and you know that. You know what? It's hard for us to forget those things. And you know what? I believe we need to remember those things to a certain point. But if we let them, if we dwell on them, if we meditate upon those things, and we let them bring us down, we cannot have the growth that we need with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll not have that growth. You cannot go back and redo it or rewrite it. You know, my grandmother, she used to, if I'd ask her a question about something, she'd ask me, are you writing a book? She said, if you are, leave that chapter out. She would tell me that all the time. Oh, she was a wise woman. She knew what I was getting to. And you know what I'm telling you this morning? There are chapters in your life. Yes, you'll go back and you'll look at those things and sometimes and you'll regret what's going on. You know what? But you know what we need to do? We need to close that chapter of our life. We need to go on. We need to move on and say, God, I know that through You and by You, I can do these things. But that's the only way. That's the only way, because if I dwelled on my past, I wouldn't be up here this morning. You probably wouldn't be here this morning, maybe. I don't know. If we dwell on so much to where I can't grow, and we need to grow. We need to be this. I say this all the time. I believe this. If you have not grown spiritually from this time last year to right now, there's something the matter. Because we need to grow. You have to suffer too long regretting your mistakes. We don't have to do that. We don't have to keep pounding ourselves with our mistakes in the past. You will never, ever move forward with God if you keep beating yourself up over your past. God has forgiven you. If He has forgiven you and Jesus Christ lives within your heart, it's time to move forward. It's time to go on. It's time to go on. Living in the past, dwelling on our past mistakes and failures. I tell you what, it's not going to help you to grow. You know what a palm tree? All of you know what a palm tree is. I'm pretty sure you do. Do you ever wonder why that a palm tree, through all the bad storms, they'll bend and they'll come back up? You hardly ever, rarely ever see a palm tree break off, right? Why? Why? Well, the root system spreads out for one thing. It spreads out and it goes deep. Listen to me, as Christians, I'm telling you here, down through this upcoming year, there could maybe be storms in your life and the tree may be bent over. But the thing of it is, it does not have to break off if we're rooted and grounded in the one that we should be rooted and grounded in. Amen. Remember that. As you see the storm blow in, and you see the palm trees blowing, but they don't break off. They may bend over and touch the ground. Let me tell you something. There may be times this year where you have to be bent over almost and touching the ground. I don't know what you're going to have to face. But listen to me. Listen to me. With Jesus Christ as your root, you're rooted and grounded in Him, you can spring back up. We can spring back up. The greatest moment in my life is when I realized that the Word of God was not there just to bring me down and to torment me, but the Word of God was there to get me closer to Him. Amen. Listen to me. You'll hear people preach. You'll read the Word of God and it will convict you. Don't take it like it means that. Don't take it that it's trying to just put conviction upon you all the time. It's trying to get you closer. The greatest thing that you ever learn is that the Word of God is not there just to convict you and to put you in torment, but it's there to make you stronger and to give you grace and mercy. That's what the Word of God is about. That's what it's there to do. And I praise God. Dwelling on what others have done to you, that isn't going to get us. Or there are people sitting in this church this morning that can vouch for those words that I'm telling you right now. They can tell you, you know what, that you can have a growing spiritual relationship with God, even though you've been through situations in your life, even though there may be marital trouble, even though there may be things going on in your life. There's people that I know sitting here and that I've known down through the years that, praise God, God has brought them back. They're where they should be with God right now, and they can praise God because of that. You know what? We don't have to dwell on our past mistakes. Even though there are some family issues. There may be people in here who have family issues today. But you know what? Maybe people aren't even speaking to you. I don't know, but I'm here to tell you this morning right now that you do not have to dwell on that, and that you can move forward and have a relationship with a God that really loves you and cares for you. There may be physical issues. There may be an abusive issues in your past. I don't know, but I'm here to tell you this morning, God does not want you to dwell on that. God wants you to keep going. Pull yourself up by the bootstrap. Get the monkey off your back right now, and let's move forward with Him and help us to grow. Folks, God has impressed upon my spirit this morning to tell someone here this morning, it's time to start anew. It's time to start anew. It's time to start afresh. We serve, like I said, we serve a God of a fresh start, and He will do that. God wants a fresh start. He wants you to let go of past feelings. He wants you to let go of past heartaches. He wants you to let go of past failures. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And I'm going to tell you, I believe that's just more than for somebody getting saved. Amen on that? Because it is time. It is high time that we awake out of sleep. And brothers and sisters, you know what? That we're getting closer to the Lord's appearing. Whether or not He comes and splits the eastern sky, whether He comes back and takes us as individuals. This year could be our last year upon this planet. And you know what we need to do? We need to make sure that we get the monkey off our back. We need to make sure that we serve Him with all that we got, and that people know that we are serving a living Savior, a living God, not something that is dead, not something that can't touch people's hearts and their feelings. Because I believe we serve a God like that. You see, the devil wants to keep you in the same old state of mind. That's what he wants to tell you. He wants to tell you that you're not worth anything. He wants to tell you that what's in sense in trying, that nothing ever works. He'll tell you that. I've heard him say that to me sometimes. Amen? That God don't care for you. People at church don't care or don't understand. And on it goes. But let me give you some scripture. John 10:10. It said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. You know what Jesus said? He said, I come that you might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I'll tell you what, you want abundant life this morning. Stop listening to the lies of the devil. You know what? God does care. People do care. And praise God, this morning I'm here to tell you, you know what? That God will give you a fresh start. Jesus is here to give you hope, to give you a second chance. That's what it's all about. He's coming to you today, knocking on the door of your heart, offering up a new start. I like Revelations 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he be with me. Praise God again. This is scripture that goes beyond salvation. It goes to you who are Christians today. He's still standing, trying to knock on your heart whenever you're down, whenever you're depressed, whenever things aren't just right in your life. And he wants to bring you back to a fresh start. He does. He wants to bring you to a life of fulfillment, as only he can do. A life of abundance, a life of power, a life of joy, and a life of freedom. I'm going to tell you what, you can have freedom through Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. You can have freedom. Yes, from this day forward, it can be different. It can be different in your life. Don't let the devil sit back here and tell you that there's no chance. You know what? There's no hope. I've tried. It cannot be. Yes, it can be different in your life. And how are you going to spread the rest of your life? That's what he's asking you. The past is over. You've got to get through it. There are going to be some bumps and bruises. You know what? And the key is, though, you know what? Even the bumps and bruises that we go through, guess what? All those bumps and bruises that we go through, guess what, though? You got through it, didn't you? Down through this past year, no matter what you faced, yeah, you may have been battered a little bit. You may have had some stuff going on, but guess what? You're still standing right here today. December 27, 2015, you're still standing right here. And praise God, God's got you this far, and you know what? He wants to take you even farther. Well, I tell you that if you do this, that life will be smooth sailing. No, most assuredly not. I would never say that to you. The land ahead is not flat and monotonous. We know that. It's not. It's a land of mountains and it's a land of valleys. And you need them both. Amen. Listen to me. I love the mountaintop experiences just like anybody else. I love it when I get there and I'm up on top of it. And praise God, I can feel like, as the old Haver Gribble used to say, I could whip a sack full of wildcats. And you need them. You need those experiences. But let me tell you something. When you're up there looking down, remember this. When you're up there, you may face a valley experience too in your life. You may face it. And let me tell you something about those valley experiences. That's when you grow. That's when you grow closer to the Lord. When you're down in the valley, that's when you grow closer to Him. That's when things, you realize that God is in control and there's nothing, you know what, that I can do about it. Nothing. But praise God, He's there and He can help you get through those things. You know what? Listen to me. Thank Him for the valleys. Thank Him for them. I know it's hard to do. But thank Him for the valleys that we go through. Because you know what? Guess what? One of these days it's going to help you take you on to heaven one of these days. It'll do that. This upcoming year, there's going to be some valleys. There's going to be that you're going to have to deal with. Maybe some pain and loss. All of us will have to face those valleys at some times in our life. But you know what? But that's where you'll be drinking from the sweetest streams right there. Amen. That's when you'll realize that God is the closest to you. Hebrews 13:5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For He has said, I will never leave thee, nor will I forsake thee. So when you're in the valleys, or whether you're up on the mountains, God is there with you, no matter where you're at, that's where He's at. And praise God for that. Yes, God is a God of second chances. Yes, He is. In our text this morning, Israel, listen to me, Israel made many mistakes. Israel had made many mistakes. They had found themselves in captivity for their sins and rebellion against God. That's where they were at. They found themselves that way. However, God wanted to give His people hope. He wanted to give them some kind of a promise. And listen to me. You this morning, you know what? You may be in the same situation. Maybe you feel that you've done too much this morning and that God cannot ever love you again. I'm here to tell you, you're wrong. That's just the devil talking to you. Because God still loves you. He still wants to give you. I don't know what you're going through. God has not forsaken you. And God will never forsake you. Never. though you failed him time after time. You're looking at a man right here that just standing in front of you, your preacher, that has failed God many a time. I have failed God many a time. I'm just here to tell you, God has never forsaken me. He's never forsaken me. Oh, yes. I've let him down lots of times. And you know what? As long as he allows me to live on this earth, I'm sure there's going to be other times that I'm going to let him down. But you know what I've learned? I've learned that the devil's a liar. And whenever he's standing there back there telling me, you know what, you've done her this time, Pastor. You've done her this time. Why do you look? You call yourself a preacher? That's when I get on my knees. That's when I get on my knees and I say, God, you know what? This old boy needs a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth chance. Amen? And you know what? He's there. He's there to give them to us. I've seen his hand of mercy reach upon me. I've seen his hand of mercy touch your guys' lives also. Have you seen it? Do you feel it? Do you know what I'm talking about? I'll tell you what. They had gone too far. Israel, they had rebelled against God. They said, you know what? There's no hope. But God remembered his promise he had made to Abraham. And yes, listen to this. God remembers the promise he'd made to us also. Amen? I will never leave thee, nor I will forsake thee. He is there for us. He loves us. And I'll tell you what, we may not have, in a physical sense, that reset button that we can push, but praise God, we can go to our knees. We can get on our knees and say, God, here I am one more time. I need your help. I need your love. I need your mercy today, and I don't need it tomorrow. Maybe that is where you're today. I don't know. For I'm going to be new. We can be new in Him. Amen? You feel and believe that you have no future? Do you feel and believe that you have no, your dreams are diminished or your destiny has been denied? Do you feel that this morning? I've got good news for you. It's not over. It's not over for you this morning. I don't know why I'm saying all this, but I believe it's for somebody here this morning. It is not over for you. Believe me that. It's not. I don't know where you've been to. I don't know what you're going through, but it's not. Here's how you start over. Number one, stop making excuses for yourself. If I want a fresh start in life, stop making excuses for yourself. You know what? Own up to it. You have to stop blaming other people for what's going on in your life. You've got to stop that. You have to stop seeing yourself as a victim of circumstances. Yes, other people can hurt us. I know that. I've been there. Other people can harm us. Other people can scar us. However, that person cannot ruin your relationship with Jesus Christ. Guess who does that? That's you. That's you this morning. Stop making excuses. Stop doing that. If you want the relationship with Jesus and God that you should have, get the excuses out of the way and say, Jesus, I'm not blaming no one else. I want you. Take away the hurt. Take away the pain. Take away the suffering. You know what? He's the only one that can do that. The Bible says that his starting point is just to be honest. Proverbs 28:13 tells us, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whosoever confesses and forsaketh them shall do what? They shall have mercy. Amen. Mercy on your life this morning. Get it. Stop blaming everybody else and you fess up to it and God will give you mercy upon your life. The proverb tells us to be honest and to face up to what we've done in this life. Oh man, this preacher, you're standing here, has had to do it many a time. Many a time. And I'm sure if I talk to you, you'd tell me the same. It's hard to admit that we're wrong, right? It's hard to admit that we're wrong sometimes. I made a mistake. I blew it. Right? Those are little words. But if we can do that in our hearts and confess those things, praise God, God will push the reset button on our lives and He will give us a fresh start. Get another chance to rebuild and restore. You know what? Stop rehashing the past. Stop doing that here this morning. I'm going to have him come and get a song this morning. But I want to tell you something. I believe that we serve a God of second chances this morning. That's the point that I wanted to make. You know, I don't know what you're burdened down with this morning, but I can tell you this. I feel there's somebody here that's burdened this morning. I really do. I don't believe that was done for no reason whatsoever. Never do feel that. And you know what? Today's your chance. Right now is your chance. I ask you, as we get to sing a song, I want you to stand, please, this morning. And if you feel that way, I want you to come up here this morning. Let's pray.